A Hezbollah lawmaker says Israel and Saudi Arabia could be behind a terrorist attack outside Iran's embassy in the Lebanese capital, Beirut.
We can say that the people who are losing on the ground in Syria, the people that doesn't want a political solution in Syria, are behind this terrorist.
Well, this as Iran has also accused Israel of being behind the twin bombings outside its embassy in Beirut. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Marzia Efraim, described the terrorist attacks as an inhumane crime by the Israeli regime and its mercenaries. Also, the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, has condemned the attacks, saying they show the frustration of Tel Aviv and its like-minded terrorist groups. Two blasts outside Iran's diplomatic mission in Beirut have left at least 23 people dead. Over 140 others have been wounded as well. Earlier reports said Iran's cultural attaché was also killed in the attack, but Iranian embassy officials have now confirmed he has been critically injured. An Al-Qaeda-linked group has claimed responsibility for the twin bombings. Meanwhile, condemnations are pouring in following the deadly twin blasts outside the Iranian embassy in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Syria was among the first to condemn the attacks, with its information minister blaming the twin blasts on Israel, Saudi Arabia, and some other Persian Gulf states. Omran al-Zoghbi said these countries are trying to implement what he called terrorism politics in the region. The Lebanese foreign minister Adnan Mansour, Lebanese forces leader Samir Diaghia, and the country's Grand Mufti Mohammad Rashid Rabbani, as well as other senior figures, including lawmakers, separately condemned the deadly blasts. The UN, Arab League chief, as well as the prime ministers of France and Britain, were among others to condemn the attacks that left at least 23 people dead and nearly 150 others injured. Iran's ambassador to Beirut, Ghazan Farrokhnabadi, believes the bombings outside the Iranian embassy in Lebanon serve the interests of Israel in the region.
Action and explosion, which all of the people who were on the street and the common people who were passing this in front of the Iran embassy in Beirut, some of them were martyred and some of them were injured. And so that is natural that this is a terrorist operation and terrorist action, and they are serving the Zionist regime, and they are actually doing what the Zionist regime wants from them. And we announced once again that it will make us more stronger to continue the position, our position and our principle, without any doubt